Support of KQED's podcasts is provided by Stitcher Radio for the iPhone and BlackBerry. Public radio programs and podcasts are available on demand with the Stitcher app. Stitcher is smart radio for your smartphone. The Stitcher app is available at Stitcher.com.
At 51, I decided to sign up for jazz dance. So see the class. Me, tall, bald, arthritic, and 15 teenage girls, none of whom is visible sideways. It's Methuselah and his sprites. See the teacher, covered in black spandex, dripping disdain. I'm afraid to look in the mirror despite constant barking from black spandex because the sprites flow to her every command while I just get older. And fear becomes pain when she slaps my stomach screaming, "Stand up straight!" We're ordered to move across the floor. I stand there dazed, watching everyone else fly around me. When she sarcastically reduces the exercise to walking in rhythm, I grab a desperate notion that I should strut like I'm on the runway. So I take off, hips a swirl, and arms Diana Ross, except at 6'4", my wingspan's a good 5 feet, so in no time I'm clipping classmates. Shrieking, she stops class and suggests I try beginning introduction to beginning jazz. In my new class, I'm still the oldest, but the others are not far behind, and they're amply visible from all angles. We're a rainbow of colors, a skyline of heights, with housewives, a construction worker, even a doctor who may prove handy given my wingspan. Our teacher shouts cheery greetings in cut-off sweatpants and latte-stained T-shirt. She refreshes her boysenberry lipstick and takes a bite from a Danish as we warm up, during which, well, in fact, during anything, she yells encouragement usually reserved for spinal and brain injury wards. During our first class, we spend 2 hours learning the jazz square. During our second, we spend 2 hours learning to not look at our feet. But our teacher maintains white-hot exuberance, and eventually, our jazz squares really only do take 4 counts, and my Diana Ross runway moves grow proud and tall. I've now become an enthusiastic audience member for dance events, though I am known to arch an eyebrow if those jazz squares are not just so. With a perspective, I'm Larry Connolly.